Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. And welcome to the Southern Drive at 5, something that we've been talking about all month long now. Of course, is the Dreams Come True Radiothon that we hold at the beginning of every year. So sometimes we see familiar faces. Again, a big thanks to the Baton Rouge Clinic for partnering with us on this year, as well as the RV shop here on Eagle this week. And in studio with me now is one of the kids in the Dreams Come True program. I guess, is that the right way to put it? Yes. Mom Dawn, this is Haley, and then her mother Dawn is also joining us in studio, and we spoke last year as well.
We did.
So tell us a little bit about, I understand, I guess last year whenever we spoke, we had not talked about your dream being granted yet, so we get an update there, correct?
Correct.
But first of all, Haley, what can you tell us? How old are you?
14.
My son's 14. Can you tell us how life for you has been, say, different than some of your other friends?
It's been a roller coaster. Hard days and bad days. Not the best, like, ever. The first, since I got diagnosed, it's just been a whole, like, circle. It's just been crazy. Since being off treatment, trying to get back to normal, trying to get back to school, and then trying to get back into sports, it's very, very challenging and very hard, stressful.
What were you diagnosed with?
Ewing sarcoma, bone cancer.
Wow. And so I can only imagine what that must be like for a teenager. But how are things going now?
Going great. Full-time school. I'm in band and getting ready for ninth grade, so everything's going good.
That's awesome. What school do you go to?
Westside and Walker.
Awesome. Well, that is very cool. Now, Dawn, I want to hear about your trip too, but first, just so, you know, parents like me of healthy kids, we really don't get it, do we?
That's right.
So
unfortunately.
I know, and I hate to laugh, but you guys obviously have been through, you know, what do you say when your baby girl's been diagnosed with lung cancer?
It's hard. But you just have to, you know, trust in God and just take it one day at a time, sometimes hour by hour, minute by minute, and just keep moving forward.
And organizations like Dreams Come True, you know, they say to put a smile on a kid's face that has been going through all this. And so how was that for you guys?
It's been great. You know, I was it's not only, you know, just granting him a wish and forgetting about him. It's a true relationship that we build with Miss Becky, Miss Freddie, and everybody else involved in Dreams Come True. You know, other kids as well that might go through the same thing as Haley or something similar to it that we get to meet and we get close to and build a relationship with.
That's one of the things that I'm hearing pretty consistently this year, you know, versus previous years, is that you guys have seemed to have this big camaraderie type family now with all the other families.
We do. It's a bond that you know, most people don't understand that have healthy kids or haven't been through something like this. So it's just a bond that we have with each other that, you know, is unbreakable.
Sure, that connection and being able to relate to each other versus others.
Right.
So Haley, where did you go?
We went to Disney.
Disney, the Orlando Disney World.
Yeah. Yes.
How was that?
It was great.
When did you go?
Thanksgiving week we went.
Had you ever been before?
No. That was
really?
Our first time as a whole family.
That is so cool. So your whole family went?
Yes.
And how big is your family?
Me and my brother, my mom and dad.
How old's your brother?
17.
Oh, well, what a fun family trip. Y'all had a good time.
It was great.
Well, that is so cool. And that's what, you know, Dreams Come True, you know, does for folks. And I can only imagine 14, 17, and mom and dad at Disney World for the first time.
It was fun. Dad smiled a lot. It was great, you know, just getting on roller coasters and different rides. And I know for myself, just having some good old belly laughs that, you know, you just don't do when you're in treatment and going through this. So it was a great time.
Yeah, I can imagine. What was your favorite ride, Haley, or your favorite part of the trip?
My best park was Animal Kingdom and seeing the Lion King show, and all the big rides in Animal Kingdom were really good.
That's cool. Animal Kingdom pegged as a favorite. Well, we've been chatting with Haley today, a dream kid with dreams come true, and her mother, Dawn, and I appreciate that you guys come down here, downtown in person, to do these radio interviews, because what we're doing today, I believe, is very important, and you guys are a prime example of that. So we appreciate you being on Eagle today.
Thank you.